This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Abide with me. Come in. You can smell it. You can sniff it. Oh, we've won the game. We've won it 1-0. We've knocked out Brighton and Hove, bogey team. We've had 29% possession, 71% possession to them. We've had a back to the wall. Mario Lemina has proved you can even score goals on his ass. I mean, come on. Are we happy?
We're happy, yes. I'm happy. I'm a damn sight happier than I was last week.
Magic, are you happy?
I'm over the moon, David. I'm over the moon. I'm really magic, yeah.
Those of you that watch the channel a long time, it's his lifelong dream to go to an FA Cup final and sing Abide With Me. We got close. And like for Wolves fans, that is a fantastic dream. Brighton are a great side. Let's make no mistake. I know they got a few out. We made four changes as well. They're a fantastic team. The way they moved the ball about, we had to be so concentrated. We had to ride a little bit of luck at time. But if you're going to lift the cup and you're going to go to Wembley, you're going to have a little bit of fortune. And, you know, we did it. At the end of the day, I'm just so, so happy. How's everyone's blood pressure? How's everyone's heart rate after that? Dad, how's yours?
I had to take a tablet. It's all right now. Yeah, I'm okay, Damien.
I spoke to someone after the game and he says, I'm on blood pressure tablets, Dave. I said, well, that helps you much, has it, that? Sensation. I mean, everyone was hugging an i5 at the end. Brighton, fair play to them. You know, they're a great side. You know, they moved the ball, the way they play football. But we got the goal. It was four changes. We were unsure about it. But this team have got spirit. They've got heart. They don't give up. They fight for each other. And the fans from, like, got louder and louder. The last 10 minutes, it was so loud at Molineux. It was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely great. I mean, the night started off good when they did the draw. We got Coventry. So that was the start.
Well, talk about that. I mean, yeah. We'd said that before the game. The draw has taken place. And I said, if we're going to get a draw, the one team that I want to play is no disrespect to Coventry, because it ain't a given. They're going to come. Yeah. It's going to be a local Midlands derby. They're going to bring a lot of fans. It's going to be a big day out for them. Wolves are a big scalp. But if you're going to get someone, you don't want Man City away or anything like that. Not, we'll get them in the final or whatever. Coventry City at home was the draw I wanted, and we've got it, and we've got through. And what an opportunity in front of Wolves now to get to Wembley, to put right the wrongs from 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, so as I was saying.
As you were saying.
Before you went off on a rant. Yeah, I mean, we got the good news that it would be Coventry if we got through. Then you got the trepidation of coming to the match and you think, like, this is our bogey team. Yeah, we need to do something. And my God, the first goal in, what, 30 seconds?
Second minute. And what you got to say, right, okay, Bellegarde, it's a brilliant turn. He's got in, he drives into the box, he pulls the cross, the keeper can't quite catch it, it falls, you think the chance is gone. Mario, Super Mario, even on his ass, puts the ball in the back of the net. Bedlam, we're 1-0 up, and we've literally held on to that for the rest of the game. We always looked a little bit dangerous on the break, we looked like we could still have a goal. I thought we'd probably need a second. I thought, you know, can we hang on all the way? But we did. Hairy, scary moment right at the end when their keeper got up as well. We were withstanding the pressure. Lots of concentration. The defence were magnificent. The midfield put a shift in, you know, but we couldn't get the ball out. But you've got to say, Brighton are a blooming good side. They're a good side. They've got. They've always had it against us, and we've finally broken that hoodoo, Dad.
Certainly did, Davey. We certainly did, yeah.
So your performance, your Fox at Shipley performance rating, first of all?
8.
You're going to give it an 8?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain why.
Well, the battle day, they David, everybody worked for one another, and they were really, really good. And they had plenty of magic with them tonight. They really battled for getting to get to Wembley.
And your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match, who are you giving it to, and why?
I did say, they didn't know.
You haven't said yet on here. You told me before.
I'll say all of them.
Well, we could give them all because they were magnificent to a man.
I love Kilman because he kept them together.
You're going for Captain Kilman. Sensation. First of all, let's go with your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match and why.
I would have given them a 7. Yeah, but the loose ball still there, you know, and you go like, oh, God, like if you lost the ball again, lose possession and you end up, then you're backpedalling to defend your goal. But I'll give them a 7 because the tenacity.
So that's your Fox and Shipley performance rating. Yeah, I asked you man of the match first, but there we go. We're going to the Fox.
No, well, you keep interrupting me.
Fox and Shipley.
I lose my train.
He's excited. Fox. Yeah. So you're going for your Fox and Shipley performance rating to what?
7.
7. And your Lee Moore Windows man of the match?
I'm going to give to young Tommy Doyle because he's got a presence there and he's a battler. So,
he is. Yeah. We love him. We love Tommy Doyle. We're going to buy him in the summer. Listen, you could give it to the whole team, to the fans. The fans were magnificent as well tonight. They really got behind the team when it was difficult. You know, we had to be so, so disciplined. But I'll tell you who impressed me tonight. Matt Doherty. Doherty was winning headers at the back post, left, right, centre. All the defence did after. I thought Santiago Bueno had a really good game as well. You know, we couldn't really get the ball out. We couldn't really quite get Pedro in a couple of times. But I'm going to give it to Matt Doherty because he had to go up and down that pitch. Concentration. He had experience. He came in for Semedo. So I'm going to give it to Matt Doherty. He's had a bit of stick, but you know, he's come back. He put in a fantastic performance, as did they all. And guys, all of you lot could pick a different man of the match. Leave it in your performance rating and your man of the match in the comments thing. Tell me how you're thinking. Do you think we're going to make Wembley? Can we go all the way this year? Finally, for this guy, believe. I'm going to give my performance rating. Well, my Fox and Shipley performance rating is, look, in terms of quality, in terms of like how we were pushed back 29%, you know, from that point of view, you wouldn't give it high. But in terms of heart, let me just finish. In terms of heart, in terms of discipline, in terms of playing for the shirt, for the fans in the stand, for what it means for the fans to go to for this cup run, it means absolutely everything. Gary O'Neill, you must understand, getting to Wembley is so much. It means everything to us. A 9th or a 10th place finish is neither here nor there. It's great if you can finish that high. But getting to Wembley and finishing as and getting to an FA Cup final would mean absolutely everything to this fan base. And if you're the man and you're the team that takes us here, you're going to be history makers. So listen, we've got through. We've got Coventry in the next round. It is not a given. We cannot face that with any complacency. We need to go as strong as possible. And we need to get to Wembley and have our day out. And at the semi-final, we need to put that right from 4 or 5 years ago. We're absolutely over the moon. We're absolutely buzzing. Our heart's racing. Our blood pressure's through the roof. We don't care. We're going to Wembley. It's happening this year. We're going to do it. From all of us, magic, sensation, always Wolves. Come on.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.